Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
I think it's easy to be a good person these days, but it's also easy to mess it up without realizing it, you know? I try and be good. I care about stuff. I care about the environment. I recycle. I'll use whatever straw they want me to use in my iced coffee. I don't care about that, but I've never properly disposed of a battery. Ever in my life. I don't know how to do it. I know we're supposed to do something. Because every time I'm standing in front of the trash can with two double A's in my hand, I'm like... I know I'm not supposed to do this. I'm just really busy today. Tomorrow we're gonna I just toss them.
Friday, August 15th, 2025. It's the wake-up call, Gavin, Katie, and Kevin. Good morning. We made it. It's Friday. It's all right. Everybody take a deep breath. We got the weekend ahead of us.
Ooh.
It's gonna be a nice weekend, too, in the 80s.
Still, I have been somebody who has hated the heat.
Oh, yeah.
Since the beginning of time. And Sacramento summers don't play. Now, however, we're having the most mild summer ever.
Mm-hmm.
It's downright lovely.
Yeah.
But I have a below ground pool now.
It's just called a pool.
Well, there are above ground pools, there are below ground pools. And our pool doesn't have a heater.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I need it to be over 100 degrees.
Sorry. Mother Nature's like, nah.
Mother Nature's like, Katie, you can't be out in the sun that much. we're going to have to, she's looking around at all the weathers, cool it down.
Yeah.
She can't take it.
I remember when we were talking about this at the beginning of the summer, and you were like, I don't think we need a heater. I was like, I think you're going to need a heater.
Well,
like,
how would you have known that?
How would I have known what?
That we, because when it's hot.
You said something else that made me think like, oh, I thought you guys had a heater. And you're like, no, you don't have a heater. And I was like,
we thought we did too. It got installed and we were like, oh, did we not have that? But like when it is warm,
yeah,
the pool is perfect.
Sure.
When it is perfect outside, the pool is a little too cool.
Yeah.
Not so much for me, but my boyfriend regulates his body temperature in the same way that like a newborn baby does.
Sure.
And that he can't.
Right.
So we need it to be a little bit warmer.
Yeah. Well, where's your sage? Where are your crystals?
That's true. Oh,
I don't know how to manipulate the space lasers that control the weather, but you know, there they are. All right, good. Right. Keep rubbing them. Rub them away.
Rub them.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Pour the roses on the Wake Up Call. And this morning we're talking to Carly. Good morning, Carly.
Good morning.
You have a boyfriend named Nick. Tell us a little bit about why you think Nick is cheating on you.
He had been acting a little bit weird the last couple of times he stayed over. kind of sort of like protective of his phone. Mm. So he just happened to have it unlocked, and it's not my fault, right? He got a text message, and the text message was from, first of all, a number that wasn't saved in his phone. And the text message said, "Hey, it's me, pick up."
And from a like, number not saved me? In his phone.
Exactly. Mm. Who is this me that's not even saved?
But no one called, though?
There was a call, yeah. But okay, it just, you know, it's not saved in the phone.
So there was a missed call, then a text, "Hey, it's me, pick up," from a number mm-hmm. not saved in his phone.
Exactly.
That is weird, I think.
Well, that is weird. Well, Katie's going to call him and pretend to be a telemarketer, offering him free roses. We'll see who he sends them to, but more importantly, what he writes in the card. You'll be able to hear everything. We won't be able to hear you. And we'll conference everybody together after it's all done, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Nick, please?
Yeah, speaking.
Hi, Nick. This is Linda with... And I am calling today with a special gift that we're offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is one dozen long stem red roses, absolutely free. I won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill or anything. It's just a promotion we're doing to show you how much we appreciate your business. Does this sound like something you'd like to take advantage of today?
Do I get like some big shipping charge or something?
Nope.
Or
is it no shipping charges. It's completely free. And the only thing we need to get started is the first and last name of the person you'd like to send the roses to.
Okay. Her name's Heather.
Okay. And last name? And before we get to that address, you're going to be able to include a personalized card. So what would you like that to say?
Sorry, I'm on the spot. I guess like I look forward to this Saturday and like a heart or something.
Okay.
Hi, Nick. This is actually Gavin and that's Katie. We're the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. You're on a segment called War of the Roses, which is an ultimate relationship test. Listening in this whole time is Carly. And the reason she wanted us to do this test is because she had a gut feeling that something fishy was going on. And sure enough, Carly, seems like you're right.
Yep.
Who's
Heather? Who the hell is Heather, Nick?
Sorry, I did.
Who the hell is she, Nick? Are you kidding me? You told me you had a boys trip planned for Saturday.
Carly.
You told me that you were leaving with your boys on Saturday. I'm not hearing any information here.
Well, who do you think she is?
I don't know who the f*** she is, Nick. That's why I'm asking you, obviously.
I mean, Nick, at this point, you might as well just come clean because you obviously told her you were going to be going away with friends this weekend, which is obviously not happening.
Yep.
There's obviously I'm sorry?
I know. I'm like, it's kind of obvious what's happening. So it's like she just wants me to say it out loud and I'm on the radio and I'm a little like painted into a corner right now. And I couldn't worse about it. And so I went.
But Nick, why?
So that's it. You don't care about hurting my feelings. You just care about sounding like a douche on the radio. Great job, man. I'm so glad. I'm so glad that I've spent these last 5 months with you.
Listen, so while I'm on trial here and I know I'm not saying I'm in the right at all. I'm the bad one here, okay? We'll just make that a given for the rest of the conversation. But like the Heather thing, it's like she actually makes me feel wanted and I don't in this.
Oh my God.
Nick, let me ask you, did I hear you right, Carly, that you guys have only been together for 5 months?
5 months.
How okay?
I mean, everything's all right. Doing like the beautiful like honeymoon stage.
Yeah, yeah. No, okay. How do you get to a point where you don't feel wanted anymore in your relationship in 5 months, and you also don't leave if you're not feeling
Gavin,
wanted?
You feel that you think that he's being serious. You don't think that's just a line?
If he wants us to accept that that is true, it sounds ridiculous.
It does sound ridiculous. That's exactly my point. He's placing the blame on her.
Right.
I'm not placing the blame on her. I'm just telling you why.
Okay.
Okay. Carly, you're not interested in staying in this relationship at this point, right?
No way.
All right. It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So we have a question for you, and you can call 916-909-1065 to respond to it. We'd love to know your thoughts on this. If you are throwing a big birthday party for your partner, is that the gift, or do you still have to get them a gift? 916-909-1065. This is a very real debate that is happening in Katie's life right now. Tell us why.
Well, it's in my head for sure. My boyfriend, D'Lo, who's on ESPN and KSFM, yesterday was his birthday. And this weekend, we are throwing a party for him. I am throwing a party for him. And by the way, he doesn't know any of the details of this party, so neither of you guys same. Okay. So I have got it. I've done the catering. I've done the decorations. I've done the inviting people, but should I have gotten him a birthday present to open on his birthday?
So I'm guessing by the way you asked that, you have not.
No.
Okay.
I didn't.
Kevin, what's your take on this?
I think she should still get him a gift. Because a party is just to, it's for him to see all his friends to celebrate. That's not your gift. That is you just gathering all his friends.
See, so that was, celebrate that, together. This is why I have a real big back and forth on this. Because that is an opportunity to celebrate him with mm-hmm. other people. But is that, so it's other people are involved in that gift because they're giving him their time and their attention and all those different things, giving up their Saturday night.
A lot of people, by the way, that we work with are getting involved in this discussion, like our boss saying they're all agreeing with Kevin. I don't think you need to get him a gift.
You don't.
I do not.
Okay.
What?
And I don't. And just like a lot of people that have been texting in to 916-909-1065 have been saying this as well. The party is the gift, especially if you are spending a lot of money on the party. Are you spending a lot of money on the party?
I'm spending a good amount of money.
Okay, then that's the gift. Somebody even said, like, I have this rule with my kids. Like, if you get a birthday party, that's the gift. I'm dropping hundreds of dollars.
I would never do that.
Not for kids.
Not for kids.
But adults understand it. And here's my other thing. Besides the money part of it, you are now inviting a bunch of people that typically would not have gotten him anything, and they probably will bring a gift for him. So he is actually getting way more gifts than he normally would have.
Okay, now let me throw out one other thing. If he was throwing me a big, glorious party, there is no way this man wouldn't get me a gift
right.
also. He gave me a gift on his birthday because I am his gift.
Aww.
So he gave me a gift in exchange.
Like when you go to a little kid's birthday party that has a sibling that's younger.
Well,
you're like, and here's a coloring book for you. we lost the call. It's a real shame that touched on what you just said. It was a guy who was going to tell us this is different for the genders.
Okay.
And I think he was going to say that if you're a girl throwing a party for a guy, you don't need to get a gift.
Okay.
But if you're a guy throwing a party for a girl, you do.
Now, here's the thing. If he threw a party for me and didn't get me a gift, I would be perfectly fine with that.
Really?
I would.
Be pissed?
No, I would definitely not. Oh. But I know him, and I know he would never, ever do that. There is no way this man would throw me a party and not also give me a gift.
So then wouldn't you want to reciprocate?
Okay, can we also say one other part of it, though?
Sure.
Okay, he's a very beautiful, fancy man.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so now,
he's not a gift card to Chili's kind of guy.
No, but he does like thoughtful things, regardless of the cost. Shoot.
Are you, you're saying, like, if you were to get him a gift, if it was something that he'd actually want, you'd have to drop hundreds of dollars?
No, I'm saying I was kind of trying to tell myself that to justify this.
Right.
But then I started thinking about it, and actually one of the most, his most, like, prized possessions that I've given him was, like, $40. And he loves it so deeply.
So there you go. Maybe that.
Oh, God, I'm running out of ideas, guys.
Well, you're running, what it is you're running out of time.
Right. It's coming up.
Okay.
Why don't you make a photo album of all your favorite moments with him?
That's not bad.
Easy.
It's just something that requires a lot of time. Go to CVS and print a bunch of pictures from your phone. I mean, if it makes a difference.
It would be so much easier to order something on Amazon.
So many people texting in. It seems like most of the people texting in said you do not have to get him a gift.
Okay.
So if it makes you feel better. That's the consensus. But listen, keep him coming
in. It doesn't.
It does not. Oh, no, it's not helping.
I think he deserves a sentimental gift.
Me too.
That will. Okay, Kevin agrees.
I agree.
All right. So, Kevin, you've come around then, or does that count?
No, she has to get him a gift.
Yeah, he's still on the gift.
I'm against all of our listeners that says don't buy him a gift.
Do a naked photo shoot of yourself and put it in a book.
Yes!
That's going to be a hard thing to print up at CVS.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End. She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
That's right, and $440 up for grabs on
Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Absolutely incredible work, Katie, in your jackpot building.
Thank you.
And we are playing with caller 17 like we always do, but today it is Amy. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Where are you calling from?
Placerville.
All right. Well, Katie is leaving the studio as we speak. I got 5 questions dealing with news and pop culture. We'll see how you do versus how she does. And if you're smarter than her, $440. You ready to play?
Ready.
Here we go. Question 1. After saying he was going to do it for weeks, Governor Gavin Newsom officially said he's moving forward with gerrymandering the districts in California to give Democrats more seats in the House. This is in response to Texas doing it at the request of President Trump for Republicans. Placer County is one of the districts that will be altered. Is it represented by Kevin Kiley or Ami Bera?
Ami Bera.
Question 2. Pete Davidson was doing an interview and he was asked how he really feels about everybody talking about his BDE. He hates it. He says it makes him embarrassed and he wishes people talked about his talent instead. Who has Pete not dated? Ariana Grande, Kate Beckinsale, or Sydney Sweeney?
Ariana Grande.
Question 3. Elf Cosmetics had to issue a public apology for putting comedian Matt Rife in their new ad campaign. Critics complained because he joked about domestic violence, which isn't a good look for a cosmetic company, according to them. What does ELF stand for in Elf Cosmetics?
Eyes, lips, face.
Question 4. SZA just got hired for a job that never existed before. She's now the artistic director for Vans. The skateboarding shoe company is hoping her designs and decisions will keep the brand current and competitive. What huge music festival has Vans had since the 90s?
Lollapalooza?
Question 5. AT&T had a huge data breach last year, and the class action lawsuit has been settled, and it was huge. If you can prove that you were part of it, you could get up to $7,500 per user. Wow. If you, your spouse, and one kid in your household all got that much money from the lawsuit, how much is that total?
22,500.
All righty. Please bring Katie back in the studio. And Amy, what are we off to? What are we doing this morning?
I teach third grade.
You teach third grade, and are you back in school?
We are, yes.
That's fantastic.
Do you want to say what school you go to?
Yeah.
Indian Creek.
Indian Creek. Home of the fighting.
Cracks? Yeah.
Cracks.
Wow. Yeah.
What, like a crack in a rock?
Yes.
Okay. Not the drug.
Oh, God, guys.
What does that mascot look like?
It's hard to tell what it is.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of people think it's Black Lightning. All right. Amy, I'm going to put you on hold. Katie, ready to play? Here we go.
Yeah.
All right. Question one. He's been teasing us for weeks, but he did it. Governor Gavin Newsom said yesterday he's officially moving forward with partisan gerrymandering of California in response to Texas doing partisan gerrymandering at the request of President Trump. Placer County is one of the districts that will be altered in this.
Okay.
Is it represented by Kevin Kiley or Ami Berra?
Kevin Kiley.
That is correct. Kevin Kiley. And he is not happy. Question two. Pete Davidson was doing an interview and he asked about all you ladies talking about his BDE. And how do you really feel about it, Pete? Well, you guys are embarrassing him. He's very embarrassed by it. He says that he wished people talked about his talent instead of that.
Well, sure.
Who has Pete not dated?
Okay.
Ariana Grande.
Okay.
Kate Beckinsale.
Okay.
Or Sydney Sweeney?
Sydney Sweeney.
That is correct. Has not dated her or her good genes.
Oh, Gavin.
Question three. Elf Cosmetics had to issue a public apology for putting comedian Matt Rife in a new campaign. Although he does look like he wears makeup every day.
He certainly does.
Yeah. Critics said that he made a domestic violence joke years ago, and that's not a good look for a cosmetic company.
And do you know why that's not a good look?
Because they're a female company?
Because what do you use to cover up bruises?
Oh, my God. See, that's my male privilege. That didn't even occur to me.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Then, yes.
Yeah.
I agree with that. What does ELF stand for in Elf Cosmetics?
Eyes, lips, face.
That's right. You both knew that. I never knew that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Question four. SZA just got hired for a job that was created just for her.
Okay.
She's now the artistic director of Vans.
Cool.
The skateboarding shoe company that's been around since the 60s, if you can believe that, is hoping that her designs and decisions are going to keep them current and competitive.
She's pretty stylish.
Yeah. What huge music festival has Vans had since the 90s?
Vans Warped Tour.
Yeah! Vans Warped Tour used to go every single summer. And finally, AT&T had... Are you an AT&T customer?
No.
Okay.
We're...
Okay.
My boyfriend does the bills. I don't know.
AT&T had a huge data breach last year, and there was a class action lawsuit about that. It was just settled, and it was huge. Is part of the class action lawsuit, if you can prove that you were affected by this, you could get up to $7,500.
What?
Yes, per user. So if you, your spouse, and a kid in your home all were affected by the data breach and got that amount, how much total would you get?
$22,500.
Wowie, wow. Oh, my goodness gracious. Amy, are you there?
I'm here.
Final score. You got two, but Katie got all five right.
Wow.
That was a
miracle.
Spectacular. Unbelievable. She wiped the floor with you. A whole lot of cracks left in that asphalt.
Oh, cracks.
All right. That sounds terrible. Amy, what is it that you want to tell us?
I'm not smarter than Katie.
No, not today.
Not today.
Not today. But thank you so much for calling. Have a great weekend.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
Dirty Little Secret Time on the Wake Up Call. And we're talking to Jennifer this morning. Obviously not her real name. Obviously not her real voice. Good morning, Jennifer.
Hi, good morning, you guys.
Tell us about your dirty little secret, because this is one that might need some explanation.
I have a friend, and we've been friends for a while, and she happens to live not too far from me, which is great. Well, she recently got married, and so they went on their honeymoon. And because she's a huge cat lover, you know, cat mom, I volunteered that I could feed their cat while they were on their honeymoon when I would come back on my way from work. And she was super grateful for that. So about the third or fourth day of me doing this, I noticed that when I got there, the house was ransacked and the sliding door was left open. So when my friend came back and, you know, took everything in, she was beating herself up because she felt like she did not lock her sliding door, and she left it open for these, you know, robbers to come in and just go wreak havoc on her house. However, one of those days during the week, it was so beautiful outside, and she has a gorgeous backyard, so I distinctly remember unlocking her sliding door because it was just so hard to open.
What?
Yeah, I know. No, I don't quite remember after spending that time in the sun if I did lock the door back or not. So I'm just in a bind here where I feel a little bad about this because it could be my fault.
Could be. Like, are you telling your... Okay, so if you're joining us, it's the Dirty Little Secret. This is Jennifer. Your dirty little secret is that basically you're the cause of so many problems for your friend.
Maybe.
So, okay, and there was definitely no forced entry to the sliding door, right?
Right, no. It was just wide open. Nobody, you know, jiggled it open or tried to, you know, pick the lock or anything, and no broken windows or anything like that. So, well, I don't know. I could have been on automatic pilot. You know, maybe I did.
Do you honestly think that there is a chance that you didn't have anything to do with this? Or are you just trying to convince yourself of that? I'm glad we're all laughing.
You do have a pretty easy breezy sort of, it did happen kind of attitude about this.
It could be that slim possibility there. I'm just trying to make myself feel better.
I think you're trying to make yourself feel better. And as far as the damage to the house, I'm guessing the worst part is that the cat is gone, right?
Yes, that was the one thing. I mean, I had all this responsibility, and the cat has been missing ever since. And so to add, you know, insult to injury, I was supposed to be responsible for the cat, and the cat is now gone.
I hope that you are sincerely trying to do everything you can to look for that cat.
Yes, I have been. I've done some posts, you know, social media. I had to block her from that so she couldn't see, you know.
Well, I don't know that. But I mean,
you could just be a concerned friend looking for the cat. By the way, speaking of which, what about this? What about coming on Dirty Little Secret? Like, we changed your voice, but this is a very specific situation. Are you not worried that, like, this is going to get back to her?
Yeah, she never listens to the show. She's a murder podcast person.
Okay.
I mean, I guess it's the one time I'm happy to hear that somebody's not listening to our show. And also, we don't blame her.
There's far less murder on this show.
Well,
okay. Well, okay. I'm guessing, like, insurance is taking care of the house. Like, that's scary. And, you know, as I'm thinking about this.
Okay.
And I hate giving her a way out of this.
Okay.
But don't you think that is kind of suspicious? Like, there aren't people, like, going around and, like, to backyards to try sliding doors on the whim that they're unlocked.
Well, they probably intended to just break in and then they didn't have to.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like, they probably knew or saw that nobody had been going to that. Like,
yeah.
Don't people stake out neighborhoods? I've seen Home Alone.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Ugh. Oh, my God. All right. Listen, this was a very dirty little secret.
Yes.
You know, I'm glad that you're finding the humor in all this, but it ain't funny. We're still laughing. It's a dirty little secret on the wake-up call. Now, it is time for this. Katie, tell everybody what the rules are.
I'm going to describe the title of the movie to you. We can't use any of the words of the title of the movie, any of the actors or actresses in the movie, or any characters from the movie.
Sing along! And it's time for the No Name Movie Game!
106.5!
The end!
Sorry, I have a bit of a froggy voice.
It's all right. It's okay. Keep it going. Yes, yes, yes. Woo! We did it. Oh, my gosh. Woo! So tickets are up for grabs. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Guys, please. Oh,
man, please. Keep your hands on the wheels. Tickets up for grabs. Esquire IMAX Theater. They currently have the movie Weapons, which is a spectacular film. I've got a review for it at Gavin Wake Up Call on Instagram. And in the weeks coming on the IMAX, they're going to get Black Swan with Natalie Portman for... it's got to be 10 year, maybe 20 year.
Got to be 20, right?
It's got to be. It's got to be. Reunion for that. And the 50 year version of Jaws. 50th anniversary of Jaws on the IMAX screen? That'd be crazy. All right, let's talk to Crystal. Good morning, Crystal.
Good morning.
All righty. You chose Katie to play with. 45 seconds on the clock. We're going to be playing two rounds each, not just one. Katie, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. 45 seconds starts now.
Where does honey come from?
Trees.
I said, no, what?
Honey? Oh, bees. Sorry, bees.
Okay.
A bee movie.
What is a kind of bee?
A honeybee.
Keep going.
Bumblebee.
Yes, very good. Go okay. On. This is a movie about a tween girl's emotions.
Inside Out.
Yes, very good. The opposite of light.
Dark.
And the opposite of day.
Night. Dark night.
Okay. Wow, three.
I am not giving away my shot.
Ooh.
I am not giving away my shot. Did you say pass?
She did say pass.
Ooh. Okay.
I don't know what that was.
I'll tell you what it wasn't. Patriotism. that was Hamilton.
Hamilton. All right. You still got 3 points despite off to a rocky start with where does honey come from? And you said trees. All right. Crystal's going on hold. Now let's talk to Cheryl. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning.
All right. It's you and me. 45 seconds on the clock playing for Esquire IMAX tickets. You ready?
Yep.
Go. This is a Pixar film about a robot that picks up trash.
Wally.
Yes. Okay. All right. This is, oh my God. It's like a classical music for like a funeral. I don't know how to describe this. The last word of the title is what your brain does when you're asleep.
Oh, wow.
What does your brain do while you're asleep?
Rest?
No, like if it starts playing out a memory from like your childhood or like
dream.
Yes. Okay. And this is a movie about drug addict. Jeez, man.
Requiem for a Dream.
Requiem for a Dream.
I mean, that's a really hard one, but it doesn't seem like getting to Dream was necessarily quite so hard.
She's attacking you. She's attacking you, Cheryl. All right. We have 1 point. Good news. We're playing another round, okay? We need at least 2 to even stay in the game, all right?
Okay.
All right. I believe in you despite all the evidence that I shouldn't. Okay, here we go. 45 seconds starts now. Okay, this was a movie about a guy trying to catch another, like a younger guy who pretended to be a pilot. It's what?
Catch Me If You Can?
Yeah, there we go. We're back. We are back. This is a color that if you make yellow and blue, it's this color.
Green?
Yes, and you read these.
The Green Book.
Yes. Okay. Hakuna Matata.
Lion King?
Yes! There we go! Okay, this is a Marvel movie. Not many people liked it. It's a group, but not the Avengers. And if you live forever, forever is... and
Immortals?
Eternity?
Eternals.
Eternals. Eternals. Man, so do you have four?
I have four total.
Okay.
I have four total.
Okay.
All right, Cheryl, I'm putting you on hold. Let's go back to Crystal. She doesn't have a whole lot of work to do here. Crystal, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. You have three. I have four. Here we go. 45 seconds starts now.
Okay. This is what comes out of a snake's teeth.
Venom.
Okay. Oh, and then there's like more to it. The opposite of first.
The Last Dance.
Wow. Yes.
Wow.
Okay. If you're sprinting, what are you doing? You're not walking.
Running.
Okay. So that would make you a
running man?
No. Okay, this is the end of a knife, the pointy part of a knife. There's the handle and the
blade.
Okay.
Blade.
No, okay, no. So that word and then the not walking part.
Pass.
Oh my God! Time's up! You couldn't have been closer to Blade Runner!
Blade Runner!
Oh my God! I can't believe it. We're tied! I can't honestly believe it. All right, okay, hold on a second. I wrote down a number here on a piece of paper. Pick a number between 1 and 20.
15.
All right, I'm putting you on hold. Let's go back to Cheryl. I can't believe we're doing this. Cheryl, pick a number between 1 and 20.
2.
Oh, my God!
No way, Cheryl!
That's the number
it's 2!
I wrote!
He literally wrote 2!
Wow, we were psyched up today!
Wow.
Congratulations, Cheryl. You got a pair of tickets to the Esquire IMAX Theater. Couldn't recommend going to see Weapons more. Stay on hold. We got to get your information, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
So if you're a kid of the 90s, I got some bad news. Part of your childhood is now officially dead, and it is a part of your childhood that, if you're like us, you didn't even know was still alive. Listen to this.
Long before the days of Wi-Fi and high-speed internet, there was AOL. And who could forget that iconic sound every time you dialed it up?
Welcome. You've got mail.
Oh, that's right.
Well, that classic squawk, squeal, and chirp is soon going to be a thing of the past. AOL pulling the plug on its dial-up service, the company announcing it will be discontinued at the end of September. That marks the end of a run that started back in 1991.
Now, okay. First of all, double whammy. One, AOL is even still around?
Okay. I knew AOL was still around because we sometimes, like, when someone wins something on the station,
yeah,
we get all their information. One of the things that we get is their email.
Mm-hmm.
And some people do have an AOL.
Yes, they do.
Email. So I knew that still existed.
But dial-up is still around. Dial-up is still a service. And I know that, like, as part of, like, the infrastructure bill that got passed a couple years ago, a huge part of the infrastructure bill was trying to get high-speed internet to most rural parts of America. I know that that's a thing. But I figured they at least had Wi-Fi. I didn't know that they still had dial-up. There are still people in this year that are saying, Mom, get off the phone.
Okay. So for those people that are too young to understand how this works, let us explain it. When you wanted to get onto the internet, at least this is how I did it at our house, We would take a super long cord. We would unplug the phone.
Wow.
And plug it into the phone jack.
Yep.
Run it to the computer, plug it into the computer.
You would do this every time?
At least at first.
Okay, okay.
And then you would power it up.
Mm-hmm.
It would make that sound. And then you
would do this.
And then once it stopped doing that, then you would know, okay, you're on.
Yep.
And that is how you had to, now. So that meant nobody could call the house.
Nope.
If somebody was on the phone, you couldn't get online.
And not only that, too, but like hearing this, that was like, it was like getting a dopamine hit from like social media before we even knew what that was. It was, we were all Pavlov's dog, because like hearing that meant like, oh my God. Okay. Cause sometimes you couldn't get on the internet.
Okay. That is the other thing. Sometimes the sound never stopped and you're like, what? And you're like hitting the monitor and you're like, I don't understand this technology. So I don't know how to fix it.
You'd look at your computer tower. Yes. We had towers next to our computer monitor and you didn't know what you were doing. So you'd start blowing in holes. You'd open the CD drive.
Yeah.
Maybe that did something. And it's funny you were saying that some people still have AOL emails. My dad is one of these people. My dad still uses his, you know what? He never checks it. So I'll tell you what it is. His email is still the AOL instant messenger name that we came up with in like 1995, which is JazzDad52.
That is so adorable.
I was like, I remember sitting there as a 15-year-old being like, okay, so like, what do you like? And my dad's like, he goes, the Civil War. I go, I'm not going to put Civil War in
No, here. That's, even back then we knew that could be problematic.
He's like, Dad, don't you like jazz music? He goes, yeah, I mean, it's okay. I go, okay, jazz dad. And then the year he was born. And it was like, and he still uses that. Go ahead, send him an email. He'll never see it. You know, especially now because dial-up's gone.
Okay, if you told me that your dad was somebody that still used dial-up, I'd be like, that completely tracks for me.
Yeah, yeah. It could, you know why? Because it does.
Now, you used to be a big, so there was also Instant Messenger through AOL, and you were a big Instant Messenger kid, right?
Yo, big time, yeah, especially when I went to college. That was like how, it was like text messaging before text messaging.
Oh, right.
You know, don't call me, just send me an IM.
Send me an IM.
Yeah, remember you'd have away messages on your IM, too?
See, my IMing, we could only do it when AOL would send you CDs or discs.
Oh my God, I forgot about
and
that.
And it gave you free minutes.
50 because hours.
The other thing is, it costs you money to be on the internet.
Per minute.
Per minute.
Yeah.
Man, guys, that was the Stone Age.
Crazy. Absolutely crazy. So anyway, though, if you're just joining us, RIP dial-up. It is now officially dead, at least as far as America Online is concerned.
106.5 PM. It's the wake-up call.
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail.
I'm going to give you a warning right now with this story. On its way. This is the stuff of a horror movie. It is so unhinged that people at first thought this was an urban legend, AI. They thought it was completely fake. It's not. Rabbits, specifically cottontails, which are the cutest rabbits, are sprouting tentacles from their faces.
What?
And what appear to be horns from their heads. Turning into evil-looking little monster goblins. Now, thank God, as of right now, this is only happening in Colorado. If you want to see this, and you do, but again,
but also you don't.
But you don't at the same time. Text in the word bunny, B-U-N-N-Y, B-U-N-N-Y, to 916-909-1065. Your life is going to be different after this. Just know that. Katie's looking at it right now.
Why is it like this?
And she can't speak.
Seems like there's some sort of virus.
Yes, there's a virus that has spread because of mosquitoes and ticks in this part of Colorado, and it is a type of papillomavirus.
Oh my God.
And it is causing these adorable bunnies to look awful.
I mean,
and disgusting.
They look scary and deformed.
Yes. Yes. Now, I don't know what to do with this, but we have to do something. Like, I don't know if it's hurting the bunnies or if it's killing them. I don't think it's killing them.
It says that it's a dangerous virus.
For the bunnies.
Yes.
It's not dangerous. This is my favorite part about this story, because there's only one, because the story's awful. Wildlife experts are saying, like, don't worry, this is not dangerous to people. But then every single time they say that, it's coupled with, but don't approach them and certainly don't touch them. It's like, is it dangerous to people or not? Not that I want to touch them. And here's the thing. A cottontail bunny is as cute as it can be. Like, there's nothing probably cuter than that. And it's basically the kind of thing where if you were to get a pet rabbit, you'd get kind of probably either the one with the floppy ears or you'd get a cottontail. They're adorable and they're soft and they're cuddly. And this is the only thing I can think of that would literally make you not want to touch it or even get close to it.
It is such an upsetting thing to see. And there's no way it can't be hurting the bunnies. It looks like they have like one part horn, one part dreadlock coming out of every part of their face, and it's all on their face.
Yeah. Yeah. It's awful.
Oh, these poor babies.
It's awful.
And okay, can I just say something? What is the purpose of a tick?
Or a mosquito. And I was just about to say this. Get out of my head. By the way, if you want to see this again, text the word bunny, B-U-N-N-Y, to 909-1065. You want to see this, but to quote Katie, you also don't want to see this.
Keep that in mind.
I was having the exact same thought. I'm mad at God. Why did he create mosquitoes and ticks?
I understand that everything is supposed to do something, right? Like, everything, it has a purpose in the ecosystem. That being said, are you sure?
Right!
Are you sure? Because short of giving Justin Timberlake Lyme disease,
right,
what is a tick's purpose in the ecosystem?
Exactly. What the hell? So we've got mosquitoes so that bats can live? Thanks.
No, we do need bats. Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah. Okay,
well, but if we get rid of mosquitoes, do we need bats?
We need the bats. Oh, the green grass grew all around.
That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it up.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.